It's 13 minutes to 8 and back here at our Morning Ireland OB in Enniskillen. I'm joined by Justin Kilcullen, Executive Director of the Irish aid agency Trochra. The G8 leaders out the road, they're continuing their discussions on trade, taxation, transparency and so forth, and indeed Syria. But from your own perspective, do these events, I mean, just going back, you've been observing them for many years, is there any good news to report about the ultimate effects of what they do?
Well, certainly the G8 summit in Cologne in the year 2000 was a great success in terms of the debt issue. You might remember that all thousands of people came and surrounded Cologne. We held hands and encircled the city. And that really did have an impact. And there was major change on the third world debt issue after that. The Gleneagles one in 2005, Make Poverty History, was a success. Unfortunately, what was pledged wasn't delivered as it had been so promised because of the recession. But it did move the game forward. And each of these events, I think, means there's a bit of progress made.
The stakes would seem to be particularly high here for third world countries, because it seems to be very much now in the interests of the developed countries to do something about multinationals and the tax they pay or maybe don't pay.
Well, this is a real opportunity today for the developing world because, as you say, we have seen in the Western countries now how multinational corporations have been able to rob our revenues from us by moving the money around the country and not paying taxes. The UK in particular has been very badly affected by this, by Amazon, by Google and others, and that's been very high profile. And the people in the UK are raging about it, and quite rightly so. The people in the developing world have been saying this for the last 20 years, that multinational corporations come out, they do sweetheart deals with corrupt officials, money is sent off to Switzerland, to the Caribbean and what have you, and the resources of many African countries, which are essentially wealthy countries, you know, occupied by poor people, are just being stolen from under their noses. And this will stop it if we can get this taxation and this transparency, the two T's they're talking about, in place today.
I've seen a figure of 123 billion annually as the loss to the developing world, to those countries alone. Now, one measure that some experts are suggesting needs to be applied is to whether they will assist on transparency from companies to those third world countries, from the multinationals.
Absolutely. Everything has to be done openly and accountably. So, what the developing countries are losing three times as much in unpaid tax as they're getting in development aid. The net winners all the time are the Western economies, and we want to reverse that. And if it is made clear that deals have to be done openly, they have to be accountable to Parliament, there has to be a register of interests, publish what you pay is one of the slogans we've been using for years, so that the capacity of developing countries to build their revenue base, so they have their own taxation, their own revenue to develop their own countries. I mean, people say aid doesn't work and we're giving too much aid and they become dependent on us. I think this shows up the lie of that. These countries are only dependent on aid because the money they're entitled to is being taken away from them. That's what we have to reverse.
We'll see how it goes. Justin Kilcullen, Executive Director of Trochra, thanks for being with us. It's just after 10 to 8.